I thought I played pretty positionally sound, and I thought I was good on the penalty kill, and you know, I was physical. I was able to get some bumps in early, and I think those are the things I'm going to need to do to be successful.
When do you think you really took a big step as a pro? Talking to Keith McCambridge, he thought after Christmas of last year, maybe your game stepped up. Do you?
Yeah, I think after that Christmas break, I felt like I took a big step forward. I thought I started to find some consistency. I was able to find some scoring in the second half and take a big step forward in my responsibility on the penalty kill. And I think a lot of it had to do with confidence. Keith started to put me out in more situations after Christmas, and you know, I thought I started to really grow as a player.
At the end of it, so I know you answered. But just that first game, what was it that you liked about how you played?
Yeah, I thought I was able to be strong in my position. You know, learning the new forecheck and learning the new neutral zone, you obviously always want to be able to go into a game and be fundamentally sound. And I thought on the penalty kill, we did a great job. And I think those are two areas of my game that are really important to me.
Does it feel different going into tonight, just having had that game Monday under the belt?
Yeah, I think there's a little less nerves after going into it the second time around, and just knowing what to expect and knowing the pace that the play is going to be at. And I think being able to go into it like this, it's a little easier this time.
Do you slot yourself in somewhere on this roster? Like, is it hard for you? I mean, everybody else kind of pencils guys in all around you when you're sitting back in the room or anything like that. Think about, okay, there could be a spot on a top, you know, whether it be top nine or something that could be there for the taking.
No, I don't think you can really look at it like that and penciling yourself in or anything like that. You're just trying to go in and carve out a nice role for yourself. And yeah, you're just trying to make sure you're in that top 13 or 14 forwards, whether that's on the third or the fourth line or the 13th man. You just want to play at the highest level. So whether you can find a spot or not, that's almost determined by how you play.
And a big any indication as to whether or not you center of doing where they would prefer to see you?
As it stands right now, I'm not sure. I think I'm going into the game tonight playing center, so we're getting looks at both, and I feel comfortable playing both positions, so to me it doesn't really matter.
What are some challenges you're fighting with Lacy systems?
Well, I think it's just new systems, and every time you play a new system, you have to learn to adapt and be able to make the right reads. And I think a lot of it starts with the communication, and you know, if all five guys are communicating where to be, it makes the systems a lot easier.